from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so this is wild. So, Seth, you brought up... We're going to get to D'Amico Ryans here and Texans practice yesterday in a second, but I forget how we got on it. But
we were talking about the importance of restraint in the game. Don't get into fights in the game.
Yeah, Jerron Mayo.
You don't want to get in fights in practices because you want to, in a game situation, you would get into a fight because it hurts your team.
That's right. And you brought up a great example of just the right amount of the line to push up to in a game when it comes to all the unnecessary gaga and fights, right?
It was in the Broncos game when the linebacker, Singleton for the Broncos, got in CJ's face just after the Broncos had stopped the Texans on 4th and 2 in the red zone.
Yes.
But the Texans ended up drawing a penalty out of Singleton and ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect example of, okay, restrain yourselves because the other team's hurting themselves.
But there's a lot to unpack with this particular sequence. So it was 4th and 2 at the Denver 7 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. So it's early in the game, and the Texans are leading 3-0 at that point. As you just described, unnecessary roughness on Singleton on 4th and 2. They would have gotten off the field, and the Broncos would have had the ball. Instead, the Texans keep the ball. They get it 1st and goal at the 3. And on 2nd and goal from the 3, Damian Pierce runs up the middle for a 3-yard touchdown and a 10-0 lead for the Texans.
Yay, glory!
Right, to which you would
glory.
Say, more glory, as Deshaun would say. Yes, more glory. The only problem is, was the play. That Damian Pierce touchdown was the play in which Tank Dell got his leg broken. So if we had a crystal ball back then during that game, if D'Amico Ryans had a crystal ball that the league didn't know about, right, an illegal crystal ball where he could have looked ahead and said, you know what, if we accept this penalty, we lose Tank for the rest of the season.
Would that we had just had David Culley's game management in that situation. If only David Culley had turned down the penalty and decline getting a first down in the red zone.
We were looking
for the sake of field positioning.
He had a chance to pin them deep. Can you imagine that we're going to decline the penalty? Why? No reason. No reason.
Bad stuff might happen if we accept this penalty. The football gods can be cruel, as you're about to find out.
I had to go back and relive that via box score. Brutal. Not as brutal as the Heat. Well, actually, more brutal than the Heat. Losing Tank Dell, I would stand on the surface of the sun to keep Tank Dell healthy. I will tell you that right now. But it was hot out there yesterday. Felt like we were on the surface of the sun. D'Amico Ryans asked yesterday following practice, which started at 11:30. All the other training camp practices have either started at 9 a.m. or 5:30 p.m., like that Sunday one did. 11:30 a.m., right in the middle of the day. Why practice in the middle of the day, Coach?
Today felt like a real training camp day for us with the heat, external elements. As we all know, it's pretty hot and humid here in Houston. It's what we have to deal with, nothing we complain about, just something we got to go to work, right? And so I tell our guys, no matter what it is, for me, it's about adversity. And when it hits you, like, how do you respond? And so a lot of guys, some guys responded well today, some didn't. So it's a lot for us to learn from and build off of.
Was this intentional to put it at this time and just to sort of do an acclimation period?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, getting back to it at this time, this is the time we'll be working throughout the season. So I want our guys to understand what it'll feel like, especially, you know, that first half of the season.
Yeah, and it's important to note that the Texans don't play in the regular season an outdoor game until October versus the Patriots. One of our listeners earlier pointed out that the Texans currently have a moon roof of a stadium. So does it qualify as a you've got it slid back a little bit just so you can feel a little bit of fresh air?
Yeah. You know, I asked a couple people about that yesterday who've been in the stadium since those panels got knocked out in the hurricane. And they said it's fine. You know, like if you're standing directly where the sun might be coming through, you know, through that, then yeah, it's a little hot. You're standing in the sun, not the shade.
We can do like my dad did back in the day and just put a tarp over the hole in the roof of the trailer, you know? Very, very acceptable.
Yeah, it is. Well, or if you're ever flying over a city that just got hit by a hurricane, half the roofs have tarps on them, you know?
Yeah. But I think it's more about the mental toughness than the actual acclimatization to the heat.
Yep.
And then the practice time, too. This sounds like a stupid little thing. I liked when Gary Kubiak came in and he changed when we practiced. We'd always practice at like 2 or 3 p.m. under Dom Capers. And there's something about when you have a noon start where your body clock's not ready for it as much as when so in practicing at game time when you're going to have these noon games, I do think it's for 6 days of the week or however many days of the week your body gets ready for football by noon. I think that's important too.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of both. It's mental toughness training. It doesn't even have to be about whether it's heat or rain or cold or anything like that. You got to face physical adversity and gut through it.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the schedule. They don't play a warm weather game all year. You know, they play 5 indoor games. Then they go to New England and Green Bay. And by then, it's late October. You know, it's not hot anywhere.
There were times. Okay, so this is always a battle that coaches have when you're practicing in a hot environment, is that guys stay fresher. It's easier to recover when you're practicing in that 75-degree temperature of the bubble. And the practices are a lot crisper. Guys move faster. I mean, that's just physiological. Like, no matter how mentally tough you are, your body doesn't move as well at 95 degrees as it does when it's 75 degrees.
Yeah.
So the practices are a lot crisper. But there were times, Sean, where we would practice in the bubble for a few straight weeks, and we'd go and play up north, and the heat was kind of a slap in the face.
Really?
You play a September game up in the Northeast somewhere in Kansas City. I remember we had an early season game in Kansas City one year, and I was kind of like, man, I'll tell you what, we need to be outside more. It's freaking hot up here.
Yeah.
It's always hot in Kansas, or it's often hot in Kansas City in September.
Do you this was a big topic amongst those of us standing near the practice field yesterday. Would you rather stand and watch a practice in extreme heat or colder temperatures?
Oh, cold temperatures.
Same with me.
But I'm built for the cold. I've got the blood of Northerners in me.
That's true.
My English and Scottish ancestors were built for that.
Some of the people.
You plop them down in a battle in the Holy Land, and they'd probably be wiped out in the first couple minutes.
Yeah, the heat, man, you just can't get away from yourself. Like, the cold, I can bundle up. I can layer in the cold, you know?
Yeah.
I can get warm in the cold. I can't get cold in the heat.
You can have some hot chocolate at halftime or something. I looked forward to the cold weather games because sometimes they'd have, like, chicken broth at halftime.
Oh, really?
You're like, ooh, yeah. Sit around. Somebody tell me a story.
Okay, this is why you need to watch on YouTube so you can see the look on Seth's face thinking about the broth.
It's just me doing the thing women do with their cup of coffee.
Yes.
Where they're feeling the warmth. Like, I just love autumn. Don't you love autumn?
Yeah. No chance with our effeminate defensive tackle over here cuddling his cup of soup. This was funny. We're going to get to some observations from the practice in just a second, but I had a listener send this I think he copied both of us on this, Seth, on Twitter last night.
Hold on a second. I got to tell you a quick story about cold weather games. Cincinnati, this is when I was with the Jaguars. We were playing the worst. It was awful. It was cold, and Cincinnati hadn't covered their field the night before. It had rained the night before, and then it was like freezing rain, and it was just – and then it snowed. So the turf underneath a coating of ice was a mess. It was the sloppiest conditions I've ever played in. But I remember at one point, like right before the game, it was cold as hell. And I was like, all right, guys, this is hockey. This is old-time hockey. Here, let's go. Oh, Fernando Bryant, one of the defensive backs, said, he looked at him. He's like, no, Seth, we are a tropical people. I'm like, well, I'm not going to argue with you on.
Yeah, right. That's really funny. We're tropical people.
We are a tropical people.
That's really funny. Was that with the Jags?
Yeah.
So that's late 90s. You described that field. I can't imagine the league letting Cincinnati get away with that in 2024. You know what I mean?
That was back in the days when Cincinnati would try to cut corners. At some point, I think the owner himself probably made an executive decision. We don't want to pay the grounds crew any more than they've got coming to them.
Dude,
you know?
100%. That's probably what it was. I just don't think, like, nowadays the aesthetic pleasingness of the TV product is such a big thing with the league, you know, that the game, you don't want sloppy games if you can prevent it.
Except in the Super Bowl, where they'll do a half hour documentary about how much care they put into the turf, and then it ended up being the slipperiest, sloppiest, but pretty turf.
And then they have a concert at halftime on it.
Yeah,
you know,
like, yeah.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Okay, let's get into some of the observations from practice. We got our first look at the first-string offensive line altogether yesterday, Seth. Tunsil,
yeah.
Kenyon Green, Juice Scruggs, Shaq Mason, Titus Howard. Yeah, that's good stuff.
I'm
talking dirty to you.
It's getting me going.
Right, yeah.
That's my warm cup of coffee.
The whole first string offense, Joe Mixon was in there too. And honestly, the defense, they were only missing Christian Harris and Will Anderson. So it was mostly good on good yesterday. That was cool to see out of practice.
And you said the offense looked sharp, right?
Looked
very sharp. And CJ looked dialed in.
Yes.
CJ, you talk about facing adversity. Those first 3 weeks of practice where you had rookies and haphazard players going up against a potentially very ferocious pass rush, it was really hard for CJ to operate. It was concerning how many plays were ended up being CJ kind of just trying to make something out of nothing, making throws that he wouldn't throw in a game just because he wanted to try to get something out of the rep. So it's nice to hear that it was a lot crisper and looked more like actual football.
Yeah, CJ had a throw, and this is what I was mentioning in the tease, and you've probably seen tweets about it. I've not seen any footage of it, So this is going to turn into one of those things that I was one of five people who were there, and I saw that throw to Tank Dell in practice, and it was
a 95-yard throw. It right, was, I swear right. it.
Yeah. That's the only thing. That's the only part about it that is available for future hyperbole, because it's impossible to overstate just how tight the coverage was, how tight the sideline was. This was the throw, man. I thank the listener who tweeted me at this, because I tried to describe it and they said it sounds a lot like the throw CJ made to Tank in the Tampa Bay game right before the touchdown. The one that got them from like the 40 to the 15, where Tank was going right to left and CJ just dropped it right in the bucket between two defenders in the sideline. It was that exact play, except Tank was closer to the sideline and the two defenders were like in Tank's hip pocket. Like it was amazing. Like it was one of those throws like, man, I am so psyched this guy is our quarterback. I'm so psyched that guy is our wide receiver. And you look around and go, I'm so psyched all these guys are Houston Tech. Well, most of them are Houston Texans, you know?
So he threw it into a thimble on the sideline.
He threw it into a football-shaped hole is what he did from 30 yards out.
Like it was one of those Pro Bowl skills competitions,
yes,
right?
Yes.
There might as well have been a golf cart with a plywood right. set of holes on top of it.
Tank holding a big panel with a hole on top of it. It was incredible. But CJ was doing good things. It wasn't like a one-hit wonder thing, man. Like he had a deep ball to Brevin Jordan, got behind the defense, would have been like a 70-yard touchdown. He and Diggs just working those 8 to 10-yard out routes is just – Cody Stutes put it best. You know, the karate – you brought up Karate Kid earlier. Cody Stutes looks at me and he says, dude, the out route to Tank and to Nico is the crane kick. If do right, no can defend. And he's right. He's right.
Something you and both Cody Stutes said, you wrote something in the show prep very similar to what Cody Stutes wrote at HoustonFootball.com, which is that Joe Mixon just looks like he's a different type of running back than any of the other running backs.
No doubt.
Which, I mean, should come as no surprise. He's been a very successful running back in the league. But I think that's the first thing I thought when I saw Joe Mixon on the first day of practice was, look, I know he's a big guy, but that dude's put together different.
Yes.
He's a big running back, but that can move very, very well.
Yes.
So seeing him healthy and practicing with the team, that's a sight for sore eyes. They need that. I trust that CJ and everybody else is going to be just fine in the passing game. If you want to be a genuinely elite offense, you got to be able to run the football. I don't even need you to be a top rushing team. But when defenses sit back and play coverage, you got to be able to take advantage of that and get the easy yardage. And the Texans last year weren't really able to capitalize on those light boxes at times. They need to be able to offset the passing threat with a credible rushing attack.
However you measure the quality of a rushing attack, whether it's yards, yards per carry, DVOA, EPA, tippy-tippy-day-day, whatever acronym, you know. So however you measure rushing, Seth, and I'm talking about you, Seth Payne, what would you sign up for as far as like where the Texans rank in the NFL? Like, what would you sign up for now without knowing what's behind door number two?
I really don't care where they rank as long as they're, you know, up there.
Yeah.
I just want to see them run the ball when they need to run the ball.
Fourth quarter.
And really where the rubber meets the road is in the red zone.
Yeah.
Because that's where there's lots of teams that look good in the rankings. The Texans forever would be like this where, oh, they're a top rushing team. Yeah, I'm the most carries in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as it's between the 20s instead of in the red zone. The red zone is where it's easier to play pass coverage defensively in the red zone. You don't have as much ground to cover. You got to be able to threaten with the run to make the play action and everything else really lethal. That's when you get those wide open shots to the tight ends, is if you can run the ball. And I want to see, that's what I want. Okay, Sean, I want them to, their red zone rushing be in the top three of success rate or what have you.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Texans back at it in a couple of hours, 10:45. So in about 2.5 hours, they'll be back out on the practice field. We'll have eyes out there. We'll keep you covered. Keep it tuned to Sports Radio 610 all day long. And we've got you covered, really anything Texans related out of training camp. We are the place to go. All right, up next, this is the best long-form piece I've seen about Will Anderson Jr. Tyler Dunn had it. Tyler Dunn of GoLongTD.com spent about a week here back in OTAs and minicamp. And this piece on Will Anderson is incredible. You know how long form pieces now, they give you three or four bullets at the top of the piece that kind of give you a summary? I'm going to give you seven bullets from this Will Anderson article. I recommend you go read it, but the best parts of it we've got for you coming up next.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.